V sredo 23. avgusta se je v Kranju otvoril tretji mednarodni festival sodobne fotografije Kran Photo Fest. 14 kranskih galerij, Kranjske ulice in galerija Fotografija v Ljubljani bodo vse do 23. septembra razstavljale fotografije 20 avtorjev ožjega izbora. Tema letošnjega festivala pa je Človek narava. Od začetka festivala leta 2021 je Kran Fotofest zrasel od nekaj več kot 100 prijav do letošnjih več kot 600 prijavljenih fotografov in fotografin. Poleg števila prijav pa raste tudi program festivala. Uvodni teden je poleg otvoritve in vodenih ogledov ponujal tudi kurirane pogovore s fotografi in masterclass delavnice. Letošnjo tridnevno masterclass delavnico, za katero je 12 prijavljenih odštelo 150 evrov, je vodila ukrajinska fotografinja Viktorija Soročinski. Naslovljena pa je bila Dejstva in fikcija, postdokumentirano. Kot rečeno, pa je bila tema letošnjega festivala Človek narava. Izbiro teme pojasni direktorica festivala Fernanda Prado Verčič.
More than urgent topic is about the environment and how our actions are impacting the environment where we live, the reality where we live now. So it is the moment, it was the moment now to talk about how our actions are affecting the nature, how can we make it better. How can photography build dialogues and construct dialogues around this topic?
Zmagovalka letošnjega festivala je fotografinja iz Egipta Amina Kadus. V svoji seriji fotografij naslovljeni Belo-zlato dokumentira proces gojenja bombaža, sama pa se kot predstavnica četrte generacije lastnikov bombažnih polj vrača v iskanje lastne identitete. Utemeljitev izbire zmagovalke utemelji Prado Verčič.
The project of Amina is a project that touches many, many layers of photography. It's a political project, it's personal project, and what is important is that the story of cotton, in her case, it's not only the story about the seed of cotton, but she tells that this is the story about the whole Egypt. It's the story about her own country.
Večplasten preplet osebne zgodovine z zgodovino produkcije bombaža ter zgodovino Egipta je bil tudi osrednji fokus, kot pojasni Kadus.
So my story really weaves a lot of layers because cotton is pretty much a multi-layered history. When you're talking about cotton, you're talking about the Ottoman Empire, you're talking about the Greeks, you're talking about the foreign Egyptians that used to live in Egypt, you're talking about colonialization, post-colonialism, nationalism phase, industrial revolution, you're talking about so many phases in our history that were turning points, kind of in a way brought us to where we are today. It's a story of me, but it's a story of us as Egypt and us as humans.
Industrija pridelovanja bombaža je v Egiptu od sredine 90-ih v zatonu. Rojstno mesto Kadus pa počasi propada. Večina pridelanega bombaža je namenjena za izvoz in prebivalcem Egipta sploh ne pripada. Njene fotografije so tako prikaz na pol zapuščenih in razpadajočih prostorov pridelave bombaža ter portreti ljudi, ki skrbijo za polja in obrate. Del fotografije Kadus natisnila na papir narejen iz bombaža. Osrednja fotografija te serije pa je poročni portret njenih starih staršev. Simbolno izbiro za tisk na bombažni papir pojasni Kadus.
I thought of why not creating paper out of cotton because we as Egyptians don't own this cotton anymore. Most of the cotton gets exported. I was trying to find like a symbolic gestural way to own this back. The paper, when you hold it, it's soft yet hard, and this is cotton. It's a super soft crop and a super soft flower and a fiber, yet at the same time, it's quite strong. It's a super kind of very rigid fabric as well. I wanted to reflect that through the paper. When I was transferring the images, I was thinking of how the image will be created through the surface of the cotton paper as well. It's not a perfect image, yet it's an image that has some features. It's an image that tells something. In a way, it portrayed so much of that erosion and that fading and loss of history as well.
Do 23. septembra se lahko odločite obiskati Kranj Fotofest. S predhodno najavo se morda uspete dogovoriti tudi za voden ogled. Za konec izpostavimo še, da je lanskemu festivalu sledil tudi javni razpis za mlade fotografe, na katerem je komisija izbirala mladi fotografski up. Zmagovalec tega je bil Arin Repuš, čigar portrete si lahko prav tako do konca festivala ogledate v pritličju Lajerjeve hiše. Obzornik je pripravil Martin.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.
Radio Študent.